Durban City take on Golden Arrows in their first Betway Premiership KZN Derby this evening. City have won both of their matches so far this season. They've been in fantastic form. And midfielder Hashim Domingo says derbies always have a little bit more spice to them.
Derby's always tough, no matter who the teams are. I think we analysed what Golden Arrows can do and what they will bring to the game. I think, and we will definitely be prepared for that. But any derby is difficult, and it'll be an interesting one.
Looking at the other fixtures in the Betway Premiership tonight, Chipper United take on TS Galaxy. Kaizer Chiefs are at home against Richards Bay. Orbit College are up against Sekhukhune, and Tsiwelele, they take on Polokwane City. Moving to rugby news now. Following their historic win at Ellis Park last weekend, the Wallabies know that they need to put in another big performance this weekend. They face the Springboks at the DHL Stadium in the Rugby Championship, hoping to head home with two wins over the world champions. Wallabies scrum off Tate McDermott says it's going to be a big ask.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about how we're trending in the right direction, and that was another step, but you know, it doesn't mean much if we don't back it up this weekend. And what we're expecting, the Springboks are world class. We saw what they did in the first 20 minutes. They tore us to shreds. So we know that they're coming, and they're coming hard. So we've got to back it up.
And then it's going to be tennis news to finish. World number one, Jannik Sinner, has withdrawn from the mixed doubles at the US Open. Rather, it was expected after the Italian retired in the first set of the Cincinnati Open final due to flu, handing the title to Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz. Sinner says he'll now turn his attentions to his health, with the hope of being fit when he starts the defense of his singles title in New York next week. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.